Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Zendetti T's Short Attention Span Theater, where today we have a special interview guest, Robert Peet, the poet and author. Robert Peet will be on hopefully here in a few minutes. We've got an episode dedicated to his latest and greatest book, The Black Book. It's his latest downloadable feature on his site, Amazon site, Robert Peet, The Black Book. Hopefully we'll get Robert. Are you there?
Hi, Andrew. I'm here.
Hey, Robert. Great. Fantastic. I was just explaining to the listeners that this is one of our favorite guests, Robert Peet. This time, the book is The Black Book, which is your latest book.
Yes, that's right.
on the Amazon site. It's called The Black Book. Is that correct? And the call has dropped. Hopefully we'll get Robert back here on the line here in a second. This is a short show today, only 15 minutes long. Here we go.
Okay.
Are you there, Robert?
Yes, sir.
Okay, fantastic. As I was saying, this is a short interview. We only have 15 minutes to chat. The free time that I've been given by Blog Talk Radio, our host. So let's dive right in. Where shall we start? The Black.
It's just my latest collection of short fiction and poetry. It's everything that I wrote from last September to this July, and the title story is about this little black book that causes people to disappear when they find it. So it's kind of a horror/fantasy/science fiction story. This collection has a few different horror stories in it. There's a vampire story. There's a monster story inspired by The Blob. There's a ghost story. There's a dystopian story. And then there's the book that's, you know, sucking people in. So there's a bunch of different stuff in the collection.
It sounds really exciting. I can't wait to get my hands on it. It's available right now, isn't it, on Amazon.com?
Yes, it is. And there's also a bunch of poetry, too. I counted last night. There are 9 stories and 17 poems. So it's got a little bit of everything for everybody.
This is coming off of the success of your book, Incoherent Departure from the Storm.
Yes, the worldwide bestseller. That's right.
Worldwide bestseller.
Which featured other various short stories and one poem. I'm just in this very creative phase right now. I have been for the last 2 years. I'm just writing nonstop. I feel like a gushing geyser and I'm going to keep, you know, releasing it as long as the inspiration keeps coming.
Well, fantastic. I know you've got a cadre of dedicated readers who are dying for your next book. What's going to be the time frame on this release? You've just released, so it's out now. How long are we going to wait for another round?
Well, I'm always writing. In fact, right now I'm currently working on the next collection, but I'm also working on a science fiction novel that I've been working on for 6 years. I started it in 2013, and I recently had a publisher interested in it, so that's motivated me to get back to it. That one I'm very excited about also. It's an anti-theocracy dystopian science fiction novel. It's kind of like The Hunger Games meets religion, because if you notice, the one thing missing from The Hunger Games is religion. And I understood that Suzanne Collins didn't want to mention religion because she didn't want to offend anybody, and that's understandable. But I am obviously not worried about that. So I decided to do a science fiction story that exposes all the evils of theocracy, human sacrifice, everything you can think of. And so I'm working on a novel that is going to really throw everything bad about theocracy to the wall. And that's the one that's actually sparked a lot of interest, including from a publisher recently. So I'm revisiting that. I started it 6 years ago, and I've been working on that nonstop for the last 2 weeks. And it's about half finished at this point. So maybe in about 6 months or so, it'll be finished. And I'm excited about that. But in the meantime, I'm also doing short fiction and poetry, as usual.
What motivates you to be so productive?
Great question. It's just that I can't stop talking. I love to talk and communicate, and as I tell everybody, nobody would want to listen to me as much as I love to talk. So when my wife tells me to shut up and go away, that's when I write.
Gotcha.
I just love it. I just love expressing thoughts, ideas, hearing thoughts and ideas from others. To me, it's a conversation. It's a two-way interaction. To me, art is not complete until the viewer or reader responds. And I just crave that. So I put my best stuff out there, and the hope is that it will inspire somebody else to do something, whether it's to interact with me or to create artwork of their own. It really doesn't matter. It's just exciting to be a part of the process. It's a global conversation. I see all art as part of this global conversation.
Right. Well, it's out. How much is it?
The Black Book is $10. Each of my short collections is $10. And, you know, you get a wide variety of material for the cost. And for Kindle, it's a dollar less. I think it's $8.99.
Well, great. I'll pick it up on payday.
You're connected, Andrew. You don't have to pay. I'll send you a free copy.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. One of the benefits from being.
Yeah. You keep letting me shoot my mouth off on your show, and I'll keep hooking you up with my useless stuff.
All right. That's like a deal to me.
Yeah.
So you had this, just.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up. Could you repeat the question?
You had Sisyphus Shrugged, which was your take on Ayn Rand.
Yes.
And Atlas Shrugged. And so that got you out there.
Yep.
Narcissist, of course, which we should mention at least in passing.
My first collection of poetry released. I've been writing poetry. since I was a kid, but that was my first released collection of just poetry.
And that was inspired in part by Jay Sizemore, is that correct?
Yeah, he called me a narcissist, so I thought, you know what? If I'm a narcissist, then I'm going to write about myself even more. And I wrote 20 poems in a day, which are sort of a 20-poem autobiography about me, and I let the reader decide. This is who I am, and if you think I'm a narcissist, fine, but, you know, judge for yourself. Don't let Jay Sizemore define who I am.
Right, right, right. It's a brilliant concept, brilliant concept.
Well, he motivated me, and then when I told him that he inspired me to write these poems and put them out, he stopped talking to me forever.
Yeah, you still have. Did you ever get your money back from the AWP?
Yes, he did. He did send me the money he owed me. Yes, he did.
Okay. Well, at least we don't have that hanging over. That he does something right once in a while.
Well, I think he just wanted to assuage his own guilty conscience. You know.
Yeah. Well, I'm really looking forward to getting my hands on the Black Book.
I'll send it next week. Mm-hmm.
As I said, we've only got 3 minutes left in short attention span theater. This was, let's get it together and get it out.
Okay. Sounds good.
So, again, the author is Robert Peet. The book is The Black Book. You can see all of Robert's collection on Amazon.com. And let's go from there.
And my website is robertpeet.com. It's P-E-A-T-E.
P-E-A-T-E.
Yep. People.
Well, I thank you for stopping by our studio. It's been a long time since I've had a broadcast go live, and what better way to welcome myself back into the world of Blog Talk Radio than with a Robert Peet interview. I really, 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 really appreciate you being available for this interview.
And I think I speak for everyone when I say we're glad to have you back.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. This has been Zendetti T, William Andrew Terman, on Blog Talk Radio with Robert, author of The Narcissist, Black Departure from the Shrug. What books am I missing?
Oh, well, there are too many to name in this short amount of time. Fish Shrug is the big one. I wrote a sequel to that called Money's Men, and then I've got all these different short collections in the last couple of years. I've been writing lots of short stories in the last couple of years, but it's all there on the internet.
And I invite our listeners to tune in on robert.com.
Thank you again, Andrew.
Yes, absolutely, Robert. Take care of yourself.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And just a brief rundown of what we do here at Blog Talk Radio. It's art, glitter, music, poetry, anything having to do with art, we try to cover. Didn't get any music in this time. I just didn't have any tunes available. But next show will be much more well prepared and ready for what comes our way. Again, this has been Short Attention Span Theater, Blog Talk Radio. Much. Goodbye.
All right, Andrew, am I free to go?
You're free to go.
Thank you. My son and I are sitting here at Subway. My food is in front of me, and I'm dying. So I'm going to eat my lunch now.
Eat your lunch.
You
weren't.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.